Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
And here's the lady who knows all about events in Surrey. It's Diana Roberts from the Guildford Tourist Information Centre. Hello, Diana.
Hello, Graham.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. I'm loving the sunshine.
I know. It's a nice change, isn't it? Getting
it
a little bit warmer again out there. Time to go out in this lovely, beautiful county of ours. I'm sure you've got some great ideas.
I have got lots of things for you this afternoon. And the first one is exceptionally close to my heart. They're opening Clandon Park again.
Oh, right, okay.
So after a little, it was open up until about April, so after a little rest, it's going to be open from April through to the 23rd of July, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday and the bank holidays from 10 till 5. And then from the 26th of July right up to the end of October, it'll be open on Wednesdays as well. So
right.
Just closed Mondays and Tuesdays.
Yeah, is this just the grounds, is it?
Well, you can get in just to the garden only for £2.70, or if you want to go into the whole property for an adult, it's £5. And they can step inside this remarkable house, and the walkway has been extended, because I went when they first reopened it, and it was only to the salon. You went right to the end, and then you could stick your head in and look at the marble hall.
Yeah, sure.
But now it's going right into the marble hall. Booking is essential. They're like 45-minute tours throughout the day, and you can either ring 0344 249 1895, and I'll leave that with you, Graham, or go to thenationaltrust.org.uk/Clandon-park. And it's amazing, because they've never seen the inside of the building like that, because all the walls were clad.
Yes.
So now you can actually see the brickwork. And my reaction when I went inside, first of all, was I was really upset because it was so beautiful and it's all burnt and it's just a shell, basically. It's also scary when the wind gets under the scaffolding and stuff, because it
oh,
rattles.
Really?
Mm. But then you start looking at it and you realise just how much is intact and how it's going to be restored. So you come away thinking, you know, Phoenix, you are going to rise from the ashes. But yeah, I mean, it was a place so close to my heart. The Marble Hall actually brings me to tears when I see the way it is now. But you then take another look and you think, yeah, they're going to do this. So do go and have a look, because what you're seeing now will be unique, because obviously they're still working on it. They're starting restoration on it. So each time they open it for a spell, it will be different to the previous time. So do go and have
That's
a look.
That's true, isn't it? I must
they will
down
have done
there.
A little bit more about it. So well worth a go.
Mm. It's going to be a long job, though, isn't it?
Yes, I think it'll be about 5 years, I reckon, from start to finish. And we're 2 years in now with all getting rid of everything. But
sure.
Yeah, close to my heart is Clandon. Moving now over to the Reeds Road in Tilford, a rural life centre are staging a village of war. The museum is going to be transformed by war reenactors into a village at war, complete with army jeeps, Land Rovers, air raids and the occasional casualty as well. This is on the 6th of May. Normal admission applies. 6th and 7th of May, normal admission applies. And yes, and there's no extra cost for the activity, so that's going to be really good fun. Moving into Guildford, Como Bar, which is at Waymead House, pretty much opposite the Yvonne Arno Theatre. They've got the Songwriters Round, hosted by Rebecca Jane. This is monthly now. It's 8th of May, it's on the 12th of June and the 10th of July. So singer, songwriter and musician Rebecca Jane released her charting debut EP in November 2016, and she hosts the Songwriters Round at Como every second Monday of the month. She's performed in America, including Nashville, where she played at various In the Round sessions. Completely free to go. It is recommended you contact Como and book yourself a table, because it's very, very popular. And trust me, their cocktails are amazing. So go along and listen to some good live
now, how
music.
Did you know that?
Yeah, one has to try these things when you're...
I know, it's one of those things you just have to do.
All in the course of work, you understand.
Indeed.
Talking about in the course of work, there's going to be a Guildford Wine Festival. It's taking place at Guildford Cathedral in the Marquee, and this is on the 12th and 13th of May. The 12th, the Friday, it's the 7 till 11 session. Then on the Saturday, there's a 12 till 4 and then a 7 till 11 session. They're featuring over 1,000 international wines, including champagnes and premium wines, alongside some wine experts and producers. Local wines and producers are also going to be featured, and celebrating the strength and diversity of wine production in Surrey and West Sussex. In addition, there's going to be music, entertainment, concessions, food and money off buying bottles of wine.
Wow.
What's not to love? That's what I say.
It's a lot of wine to taste, isn't it?
I know, it is, isn't it? It's wonderful. Moving on to the 13th of May, the university is still celebrating their 50th birthday. And this time they're having a Festival of Wonder, which is taking place on the university campus. And everybody knows what the university is, but you sort of feel like you need an introduction to go up there. So you can go up there now. It's completely free. No booking is required. This is on Saturday the 13th from 11 till 5 o'clock. And you can join the university to celebrate their 50 years in Guildford and have a free fun day out of imagination and discovery. The programme is jam-packed with music, comedy, dance performances, talks, celebrity interviews, sports activities, hands-on workshops and exhibits showcasing the science and technology of the future. There's going to be lots of local food stalls, a kids zone and a chance to try out clinical skills, meet the animals at the school vets, veterinary medicine faculty. And there is some parking on site, but space is very limited. So you're encouraged either to walk up or take public transport because the buses go right through.
Yeah, there are lots of buses up there, aren't
they?
They
do indeed. Right on your doorstep now, Brooklands Museum, on the 13th of May from 10 in the morning till 10 at night. They've got their 1940s relived, which is a big event for them during the year. They turn back the clock to the decade of fashion commemoration, style and celebration in the 40s. Get your vintage gear out and have a bit of jive, jitterbug and lindy hop. And obviously there's all the usual cars and planes and everything else, so do go dressed up because they like that. Museum at Farnham now, they've got a gallery tour coming up with the curator's cut. It's on Saturday again, 13th of May at 2 till 3 in the afternoon, completely free, but booking is essential. And the curator's going to lead a tour around the museum's temporary exhibition of JHK Through the Lens and Olive Edis War Photographer, two complimentary exhibitions explore the world of Edwardian photography. And you can book by emailing museum@farnhammortings.com. Lovely little museum, Farnham. Really, really cute. Lovely garden out the back. Polesden Lacey springing into life now, and they've got some summer ranger walks coming up. First one is on the 14th of May, and then they've got the monthly, so 11th of June, 9th of July. You take a walk across Polesden Lacey's 1,400-acre estate led by one of their knowledgeable rangers. It's £8 per person on top of normal entry, and to book you need to call 01372 452 048. And again, I'll leave that number with you, Graham, just in case. Now, I love this idea. This is basically calling all charity fundraisers, school fundraisers, anyone that's raising money. The Rotary Club of Guildford are doing an annual charity walk on the 14th of May at Shalford Park. Now, it starts at 9:45, finished pretty much by 12 o'clock. They've got two routes, a 5K and a 10K, and they provide all of the markings, and there's water and there's food and everything all along the way. You can even take your dogs. But the beauty of this is, doesn't matter what charity you're raising money for, you can rock up, do the walk. They've put all the facilities in place, and you can then get yourself sponsored and raise money for your charity. So contact them. It's Guildford Rotary. You can just Google that. They've got a website and you can sign up there. They're manning all the checkpoints. There's even going to be an ice cream van, so you can call off at the end what's not to love. And they'll also provide sponsorship forms if you need, and maps, etc. So whatever you're actually raising money for, you could just join in, and all the infrastructure of a walk is all sorted for you.
What a good idea.
It is a pretty good idea, that. Pint of Science Festival. Now, there's a website for this, pintofscience.co.uk. You can go in there and have a look for events near you. They're all over the place. They will be all over Surrey. University of Surrey is staging three venues in Guildford. Now, this is the 15th, 16th and 17th of May. They're using the Star Inn, the Old Ship Inn on the Portsmouth Road, and the Legion. And they've got talks, science talks, and all sorts of different speakers and things going on. Every single night, topics like food and sleep, negativity and positivity, the universe, is everybody thinking alike, just enough doctorate to perform, and plastic fantastic. So lots of science stuff presented in a very free, a very fun way. And it's not called Pint of Science for nothing, because you can have a pint while you're listening.
Oh, I see. That's what it's about.
There we go. Right. They're all in pubs, all staged in pubs. And there's lots all around the place, the rest of Surrey. Just go on Pint of Science website, put in your postcode, and it will tell you where your nearest one is. Thought I'd bring in something for free. We always have to do that, don't we? Free coffee concert happening at Guildford Cathedral with the Rock Choir. That's on the 18th of May, 11:15 to 12:15. You get free coffee. Doesn't cost you to be there, and you'll listen to the wonderful Rock Choir. If you're in the mood for a bit of volunteering, there's an open morning at Watts Gallery on the 18th of May at 11 till 12. And you can come along and find out all about volunteering at Watts Gallery, meet the current staff and volunteers, and learn a lot more about joining the team. And they'll give you a cup of coffee too, so it's well worth it. Now this one. Can I get away with being a teenager again? I know I can't, but I really want to.
Have a go.
Guildford Spectrum have got a Harry Potter themed night.
Right.
I want to go.
There you are.
Well, I went.
It's all ages love Harry Potter.
I did fancy dress recently as Professor McGonagall, and I want to wear it again, you see, because I loved it so much.
Why not?
They've got 6:30 till 8 o'clock, or 9 o'clock till 11 o'clock, and this is come and show your wizardry skills. They're transforming Spectrum Ice for the Harry Potter theme night, butter beer for you to try, prizes for the best Harry Potter fancy dress, a photo booth and a DJ. Tickets are £6.50 plus £2.10 for skate hire. Go on the Guildford Spectrum website for more details.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
I want to do it.
Go on, sneak in there.
Kempton Park Racecourse, they've got the wonderful Sunbury Antiques Market on the 9th of May, 6:30 till 2. 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. Get there early for all the big bargains. They've got indoor stalls as well as outdoor. What's not to love? My husband hates it because it all involves shopping. Another race course, Lingfield Park, have got their race day on the 12th of May. It's the Ladies' Day, annual Ladies' Day, 7 thrilling races and a hotly contested best dressed lady. Unfortunately, that clashes with my daughter's wedding. Otherwise, I could find another use for my outfit.
You have a good chance for that, yeah.
Here's another free opportunity, Desborough Sailing Club over at Shepperton, 13th of May. They've got an open day from 10 till 4, completely free. You can go along and try sailing for free. Whether you're completely new to the sport or looking to get back onto the water, the open day, perfect opportunity for you to give it a go. And if you look on desboroughsc.org, you can find out more details. Now, have you ever been somewhere where somebody like takes a sniff of the wine and starts talking about the bouquet and you look at them and think...
I just want to drink it. Yes.
But if you want to find out more, there's a one-day wine workshop, 13th of May, 11 till 4 at Denby's. It's hosted by Denby's Wine Expert. The day is going to cover all aspects of wine tasting and appreciation, great varieties and wine regions, and all levels of knowledge are welcome. Refreshments, lunch and wine is included. Contact Denby's for further details. And, of course, all our lovely vineyards around here are suffering because of the frost.
I know, yes.
Lost a great deal, and they will all have lost some of it. It's really, really sad.
Mm.
Here's one, Surrey Choices, the charity Surrey Choices. I've got a secret garden open day on the 13th of May from 11 till 3. This is also free. I've got some good freebies for you this week. It's at the Redhill Garden Centre. I invite you to join the team as they reveal their Royal Horticultural Society designed sensory garden. You can come and see their revamped plant nursery at the free event with plenty of fun games for the kids, including face painting and crafts. You can get some friendly advice from knowledgeable staff who will be answering all your questions and hosting a compost workshop throughout the day. And there's 10% off purchases. This is at Redhill Garden Centre, 13th of May, from 11 till 3. So anybody who's going in for any in bloom, get along there, stock up and get some hints and tips. And finally... Chertsey Museum have got a brilliant exhibition going on called Wasted Efforts. It's wasted as in your waste.
Oh, I see. Oh, right. Okay.
A visual feast. This exhibition charts the changing styles of the waistline in fashion from the 1750s right through to the 1950s. It's free to go in. It's closed Sunday and Monday, but the exhibition goes right on until 2nd of September. They're open every other day bar Sunday and Monday from 12:30 until 4:30 p.m.
Sounds good to me.
They've got a fantastic textile collection at Chertsey. An awful lot of clothing and costume, and it's really, really interesting.
Fascinating looking back at what people used to wear.
It's the only time I can really enjoy looking at clothing that's not in a shop and I can't buy it. So it's, you know, I can sort
Hubby
of,
doesn't mind you dragging me along to that.
I can indulge my fashion fantasies without actually putting my hand in my pocket, so it's pretty good, really.
Sounds good to me. Well, Diana, thank you so much for taking us through everything this week. And if people want to find out more,
they can go to visitguildford.com. All of those events and more are listed on there.
Lovely. Okay, we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Talk to you next week, Graham.
Bye for now.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.